selling the Socialist Party, campaigning for the NHS leads. NHS isn't failing. Private companies are the Socialist Party received a warm response from the public when out campaigning on the NHS on the 3rd of October. Five of those who came up to the campaign stall donated £5 each to our fighting fund. We called for a properly funded NHS, with a 15% pay rise for NHS and care workers. We also called for an end to NHS privatization, including nationalizing COVID testing and tracing. One nurse who signed was furious that the NHS was getting blamed for the failures of test and trace. It's not us that are failing, but private companies like Serco and G4S who are being paid exorbitant sums to jeopardize people's lives and livelihoods. I went out in Coventry. NHS workers don't feel safe. Grim weather didn't stop dozens of residents and NHS workers signing the Socialist Party petition to scrap hospital parking charges on the 3rd of October. One woman, whose granddaughter is a nurse, told us she thought the parking charges were absolutely disgusting. Most NHS workers who signed took our Fight NHS Low Pay leaflet, which explains the crucial role trade unions can play in fighting for decent pay. Increasingly, NHS staff are telling us they are seriously worried that COVID outbreaks will spread around staff. Several workers told us they just do not think their workplaces are safe. The editorial of The Socialist pointed out the need for democratic working class control of health and safety. See COVID restrictions exposed Tory splits at socialistparty.org.uk. Adam Harmsworth.